All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. And this is a game that wasn't doing so well when we first put it up, and it seems like it has gotten some views. I checked BitChute, it was at 200 and something, so that's pretty good. I don't know how well it's doing on... Oh, yeah, I checked some other platforms, and it seems to be doing all right. People liked it. There's some thumbs up. So let's go ahead and bring it back into circulation. You know, me and DP were doing it for a while, and we kind of did like the story, to be absolutely honest with you. But because shit gets really kind of weird and occulty, I didn't really, you know, I don't really... He's religious, you know. So I don't want him to, you know, I don't know how deep and crazy it goes. And I mean, he's really open when it comes to some of this stuff. Not like practicing it, but, you know, he knows it's fiction and not real and all that bullshit. But still, I don't want to, you know, put anything like that on. But me, yeah, I don't really care. It doesn't bother me any. So, yeah, let's go ahead and get started. I think this is the place. 12 Calverton Street. Yes. Yep. This is it. Flat 5. Here we are. Still a few minutes early, but I don't think she'll mind. I hope her fiancé isn't home. Oh, good morning. Great. That's what I get for hoping. Are you here to see Rebecca? Yes, sir. So that must make you Grimm. You know, Rebecca's told me a lot about you. She says you have great potential. Well, I'm humbled. I'm David, Rebecca's partner. I figured she's also told me about you. Good things, I hope. Of course. You just caught me coming out. I have an important meeting. Oh, he's leaving. Nice. Come in and take a seat in the living room. She's upstairs. She'll be right with you. That would be great. Thank you. It was nice to meet you. Study hard, young man. Goodbye. Study hard, young man. I don't like that guy. I can't believe Rebecca's gonna marry him. He's right, though. Anyway, I'll wait for her on the couch. If you're a young man, and I wish I'd known this, so I'm telling you young guys now, if you are young, if you're my age, well, you know, you did the right thing, or you didn't do the right thing, or whatever. But if you're young, yeah, it's not so much a study hard, it's learn your shit. Like, do the thing that you want to do and get fucking good at it. Like, get good at it. And then, if you're still young and you're willing to learn other things, get good at those things too. So then you have several skills to bring with you. So you're good at one thing, you get good at another, you get good at another. Because you get older, and when you get older like my age, you don't really want to fucking do anything. It gets to that point where you just, like, things hurt more and you don't want to do a lot of stuff. You know, I'm almost 40. So some of you guys that are in your 20s, like, yeah, you got the whole damn... You haven't got to pains yet. When you get to pains and fatigue and all that shit that happens when you get older, yeah, it's a different mindset. Not saying you can't do it when you're older, but it's just... It's a little different. I mean, some people, they work hard all day long and they just do that thing. But it just depends. So, yeah. Make sure to not necessarily study hard, but work hard. Pursue everything you can. Everything you can. It's going to work for you, trust me. There's nothing you can't earn by learning a new skill. There's nothing... There's again, it's never failure if you learn a new skill. It's never failure. Even if it's a skill you didn't think you needed, it's still a skill. That's what I'm saying. I mean, obviously within reason, you know, lesbian basket weaving is not going to help you much in the real world. But, yeah, carpentry, electrician, any kind of work like that. Building things, fixing things, things that you see men do. Like, if you watch television shows and you see men working and the things they work at, those are things you need to be good at because you're always going to be asked to do those things and you can make a lot of money doing those things and you can be well off doing those things. And I don't mean, like, super ultra rich. Sometimes people strike it big, sometimes they don't. And, of course, there's also business management, the stock market, a lot of things you can do. But I'm not the guy you listen to for that, am I? I don't know. Anyway, here you go. Here's the game. They have a nice house. Sunny Paradise, top hotel resort. I guess they're already planning their honeymoon. Lucky bastard. This is taking so long. Now that I think about it, she might not even know I'm here. Maybe I should go out and ring the bell again. Or I could go find her. Go out and ring the bell again, or go find her. Let's go find her. Hello, Rebecca, it's Grim. I'm here. She's nowhere. Strange. Oh, a canvas. I didn't know she painted. It's good to know more about her. Well, it could be her boyfriend's, but I don't think painting suits him. If I had a bet, I'd say it's hers. Well, I probably should be getting back downstairs. I haven't looked behind that door, though. Oh, it's a bathroom. It can't be. What is this heavenly sight I see before me? No, don't do this. I know I shouldn't, but I can't control my body. I need to see more. Just a little bit more. Are you insane? Hello, honey. I thought you'd be gone by now. I see you couldn't leave without saying goodbye to your woman. I'm afraid we can't fool around right now. My first student will be here soon. I'm almost done there. Are you still here? You sure are playful today. I thought you said you were too tired lately. Are you going to take advantage of me now that I can't open my eyes? You know it turns me on when I can't see. Don't you dare. Hello? Are you going to say something or what? Oh, Jesus Christ. David, are you all right? Honey? For God's sake. Wow, he left. He actually left. I feel foolish right now. Forgive me for trying to put a little passion into our relationship, David. Unbelievable. Anyway, I should get ready. Grim will be here any time. Okay, I've got everything ready. Oh, it must be him. Hello, Rebecca. I just got here a few seconds ago. I made it. Just about. Man, that traffic. I thought I was going to be late. Good morning, Grim. You're not late at all. Don't worry. Thank God she didn't realize it was me who went into the shower. Great. That's great. Wouldn't he be wet? Well, what a beautiful home you have. Thank you. You're very kind. My boyfriend is an interior designer. He decorated everything himself. I actually worked with a guy who made all his money in interior design. He now does what I do, just to have a job. See, that's one thing they don't tell you about retirement. Like, you think, oh, I'm just going to sit and play video games. No. You get fucking bored. So you want to actually go back out to work. So even though you made all your money, you just want to go do your thing. And learn a lot of life lessons from him. Don't get married to one he's told me several times. Also, don't argue with a black woman. And, yep. That's definitely a lesson I learned. Thank you, you're very kind. My boyfriend is an interior designer. He decorated everything himself. Okay, good for him. You must be proud of him. That carpet is divine. If I'm not mistaken, it's from the collection of Antonio Giordano. Yes, that couch is beautiful, but not as beautiful as you. Ooh, that sounds simpy, doesn't it? Seems like a good job for him. Seeing his fiance, he clearly has good taste. You know, I like that one better. Like, they're both pickup lines. But I like this one more. That one sounds, your couch is beautiful, but not as beautiful as you. But I like this one. Seems like a good job for him. Seeing his fiance, he clearly has good taste. If you say that in the right way, like the world's most interesting man, then you can do it. You always know what to say, don't you? Only when I have something that inspires me. Now that one's good. Haha, come on. Let's go to the study room, Casanova. Lead the way. You can sit where you like. Have you brought your notes? Yes, I did. Excellent, let's start. Usually in my first session with a new student, I like to ask some silly questions to get to know them better. It's a small quiz that tells you which historical figure you are most similar to. This is intended for students I don't know yet, but we can do it too if you like. Sure, sounds fun. Great. Okay, let me see. I wrote them down in this notebook. Do you like to wear full military regalia and march about with tanks? It's like, well, you're a Mussolini. It's like, no. It's kind of crazy that Italy had this badass army at one time. And, like, Mussolini would freaking go out there and march with his tanks. And now Italy's like, I mean, I'm not going to say anything bad about Italians, but I don't know. I don't think they'd be like a military power. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's some strong men out there in Italy that want to fight. I don't know. Maybe they are. Okay, tell me, which is your favorite historical time period? Classic era? Classical era? I don't know. Is that the fucking era of... No, because Renaissance or the Middle Ages. Modern era? I don't relate to any of those eras. What political system would you enjoy most? Anything as long as I could be in charge. I love art, not governance. That's a republic. Well, the United States was formed as a constitutional republic. I don't know what the fuck it is now, but we're going with republic. If you could travel to one of these cities for a week, which one would you pick? Paris, Florence, Athens, or London? I don't think Athens is doing too well. Paris? Florence, that's Italy. Athens, London. I wouldn't want to go to anywhere in the UK. Here there's cameras everywhere. Athens, maybe? See some of the sites there? I'm not big into art like that. Like, not that Renaissance art. I mean, some of it might be cool to look at. And Florence, Italy, yeah, I don't know about that. Let's go with Athens. Are you a religious person? No, not really. It's one of the things that, like, I keep in mind the morals, but I'm not that religious. When you set your attributes in a video game, you prioritize strength. Always. Always strength. Which animal do you like most? A dog, cat, horse, a lion, lamb. See, my mother would be horse. I'm more of a, not really a cat man. Lamb, lion, a monkey. I know about a monkey. Lion. Maybe I'm a lion. Okay, let me check your results. You got Napoleon Bonaparte. Well, I got one of them. I got some crazy conqueror, right? Hey, that's a cool one. I think it suits you. I bet you can't guess what I got. I loved it because it combines my two main passions. A musician? A painter? A warlord? Don't. Because, you know why you don't say a painter? Because she'll know that you've been in her house. Nothing. Let's see, a musician? Wrong, it was Van Gogh. I don't usually talk about it, but I love to paint. Yes, Van Gogh, I love to paint. You have to show me something you paint. Okay, so she's not that smart. I'm thinking she's smarter than she is. You have to show me something you painted. Maybe when I have something worthy of showing. How did you know it was a painter? I saw a canvas on the balcony. You've been in my house? No. David told me. He told me a while ago. Oh, it's nice that somebody listens to me once in a while. Something that doesn't happen often lately. I'd be surprised if David knew that I paint. Is something wrong? No, don't worry, Grim. I don't want to bother you with my problems. Not at all, Rebecca. For what it's worth, you can count on me. Thank you, Grim. I appreciate that. Same here. Well, let's get to work. Show me your notes. With pleasure. A few minutes later... All right. I think we are pretty much done. That was a great session, Rebecca. Thank you very much for your help. Thank you, Grim. It's been a pleasure. Come, I'll walk you out. Well, I'll see you Monday, I guess. Of course, have a good day. Mwah. Well, that's a little weird. Mwah. Yes, you were saying? Oh, Monday, sure. Uh-huh. Are you okay, Rebecca? Me? Of course, I'm better than okay. Cool. I'm off then. See ya. Goodbye. You bet you can bet your ass there was sexual tension up there. I can't wait for our next class. Okay, let's go home. I want to be there by the time Carla arrives. Looks like she hasn't arrived yet. I've not seen the girls today. Let's see what they're up to. Hello, Judy? Coming in. Judy? What are you doing? Hiding something. For what? For protection. And what are you hiding? Tools of self-defense. What kind of tools? Very inquisitive today, aren't you? Okay, I'll show you. Just don't freak out. After so many years living with you and Lauren, I've gotten used to your weird stuff. It's quite difficult to shock me. It's a kunai knife. I've been practicing. I can hit an apple from 6 meters. Wow, forget what I said. You never cease to amaze me. Okay, first of all, what the fuck? And secondly, where'd you get that from and what do you need it for? I already had them from when I cosplayed Naruto. Or Naruto, sorry. And I just told you they're for self-defense. No, I have not seen one single episode of Naruto. But a lot of my fans have, and I respect that. Could you put that down while you explain this to me? Fine. And self-defense? Someone's trying to kill you? I don't know, maybe. Do I need to remind you what we saw in the basement? They might know what we know. Or they might know we know, rather. They could be watching us right now. They? Who are they? Aha, that's the big question. I hope to find the answer tomorrow when we go to those coordinates. Do you still want to go if you think it might be dangerous? Of course I want to. We have to solve this mystery. Okay, if you're sure. Cool, I'll carry the kunai in my backpack. Oh God, at least don't let anyone see them. You wouldn't want to get arrested. Don't worry about that. I'm undetectable. By the way, before Carla gets here, I wanted to ask you about what happened yesterday at the pool. Oh yeah, I thought that was a dead issue. I was drunk and I barely remember what happened. But if something did happen, I'm sure it was circumstantial and we can just forget about it. Holding the knives tightly, don't you think? Yes. Excellent. Oh, that's Mom. Let's go. Hi, Mom. Hello, sweetie. How have you been? Better than good. Welcome back, Carla. You look even more beautiful than before. Thank God you're back. We don't know how the washing machine works. What's the big deal? Were you gone? So, what's for dinner? Let's try that. No points. So Carla got points. Carla got no points. You're just supposed to literally say, you look even more beautiful than before. Oh, thank you, Grim. Do you want me to tell you how the trip went? We can order something to eat. Sounds good to me. Super. Nice.
Oh, shit. Hold on. That was real.
I'm sorry, kids. I'm exhausted. But, well, I think I've already told you my stories. I'm gonna take a shower and go straight to bed before I fall asleep. Of course. Go get some rest. Yeah, sleep well. Good night. Good night, everyone. Ah, after 5 hours in the train, I appreciated that shower. And now off to bed. I have work tomorrow. There's nothing like sleeping in your own bed after being away. I don't know how Charles can handle it so often. What now? Lauren, is that you? If this is about the last piece of cheesecake, Grim ate it. I'm sorry. Oh, Grim, it's you. Do you need something? Yes, but I think you need it more than I do. What? Ah, what are you doing? What's gotten into you? I know you want this. I know you haven't been satisfied for a long time. And considering all you do for us, you deserve a good fuck. What? I'm gonna fuck you so hard that I'm gonna split you in half. Ooh, she's kind of scared. What are you saying? You're out of your mind. Stop restraining yourself. Just let yourself go. Oh my god, I didn't know you were so big. That's it, just relax. But I shouldn't. It's wrong. But... ah! Take off your panties. Oh my god. Your pussy is soaking wet. I can tell you're looking forward to this. I say it. I want you to fuck me. Good. Oh god. Please be careful. Ah! Ah! Oh my god, I just had a sex dream about Grimm, and that was kind of a turn-on. I haven't had an orgasm for so long, I guess it's affecting me. That damn man and his damn business trips. Anyway, I'd better go back to sleep, if I can. Okay, time for bed. I have school tomorrow, and anyway, I'm feeling sleepy. I should set the alarm. I have to be there at 9 a.m., and I have to shower, change, eat breakfast, and go all the way there. I'm setting it for 08. I'm setting it for 8:45 in the morning. Who is it now? Lauren, is that you? If this is about the last piece of cheesecake, yes, I ate it. I'm sorry. What? What the fuck is going on? Where am I? Am I dreaming? Yes, of course I'm dreaming. Either that or I've completely lost my mind. I've never had such a realistic dream. You've got to be kidding me. Hello? Are you okay, miss? Hello? Do you need help, ma'am? Hey, can you hear me? What the hell? The hell is going on here? Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. S.A.S. Deus. Et finivit legnum Dei. Astrat isipit imperare. So if that was summoning anything, I summoned them wrong. So yeah, it probably... instead I got like the... no, the demon's like, well, it's whatever. What? S.A.S. Deus. Holy crap, fuck this shit. I just need to get out of here. What? Why are there three doors now? Okay, calm down. I need to think fast. Is it door number one? Door number two? Or door number three? I'll pick door number three. This one. Now I'm in ice world. God, it's so cold in here. Try another door, then. Door number two. Now I'm in a playground. Okay, door number one. Okay, that's weird as shit. So we'll go back to the ice land. God, it's just so cold in here. That creature again. What do you want? I have to get out of here. I have to... one of these doors has to take me home. Is it the green door, the red door, the blue door, or the white door? Let's back to the white door. Oh, now I'm back in that area again. And now where am I? Four more doors. Oh, holy shit, not that thing again. Which way should I go? I don't know what to do. Fuck, get away from me. Fuck, fuck, fuck. The blue door, the green door? Green. This one. Now I'm back in the iceberg again. Am I doomed to wander this place forever? Blue door. This one. Fuck, now I'm back where I started. This makes no sense. I can't be stuck here forever. I can't be. There has to be a way out. Okay. Well, not going through there. I'm going to door two. This one. Is this the park? Yes, this is the park where Lauren and I went for a run. What am I doing here? Four more doors. Bloody hell. What is that thing and why is it haunting me? Leave me alone. Fuck this shit. Red door? No, it's back where you go. Blue door? Nope, that's Iceland again. Green door? Nope, that's back over there. White door. Back where I started, it can't be. Door number one? Great, I'm back here. Hope this is the last time. Blue door? Nope, that's back at the fucking thing. Green door? No, it's back in the iceberg again. That's the red door again. I'm back where I started. White door, and that's back again, huh? That's the iceberg, isn't it not? Okay. That's the playground. Oh, shit. Hold on. I don't want to wander these doors all goddamn night, so... Really don't want to wander these doors all night, so let me check this little walkthrough that I've got here. Yeah, I had to do it. Sorry, guys. It be like that sometimes. Okay. So, it says... This one, the iceberg, a red door, okay, cool. Fuck, I can't go this way, it'll kill me. Go back through the white door, and of course there's a red door. Here again, at least it's clear now. And then the red door again, this one. Okay, good. Yeah, we would have been doing that for a long time. And by the way, we're on the third chapter now. Oh, thank goodness, my room. I was starting to think that that nightmare would never end. I'm glad I could... Ah! Fuck! Oh man, that was a terrible dream. I've never had a worse time in my entire life. I have a headache. Jeez, why can't I just dream about busty women? For real, right? I think all those stories of secret cults and demons are just like getting into my head, I guess. I'll sleep with the light on. Hopefully I won't have another nightmare. I've had to do that a few times. I'd settle for Monday. Ugh, man, Monday again. That sucks. Good thing I didn't have any more nightmares. Today I'm meeting Judy after class to go to that place. I'm gonna take a sandwich in my backpack in case we're not murdered upon arrival. Okay, let's go. A few hours later. Hi, Judy. I see you came prepared. Of course, I've got it all set up. All right then, let's not waste time. Follow me. The train leaves in 15 minutes. So, how long is the ride? In 50 minutes, we should be there. After that, our final destination is about a 20-minute walk from the station through the woods. I see you're insanely excited about this. Excited? How could I not be? I've been thinking about this all day. I have everything we might need in my backpack. Really? What have you brought? 4 kunai, a change of clothes, a map, a compass, a portable charger, a camera, bandages, pepper spray, and some food, among other things. Jeez, I hope we don't have to use most of that. Well, here we are, in the middle of nowhere. Ah, one can breathe clean, healthy air here, don't you think? Yeah, that's true. Miss Burry isn't too busy either, but out here everything is so peaceful and tranquil. Exactly. All right, let's get down to business. I was planning on asking for directions at the station, but there's not a single soul here, so we'll have to manage on our own. I've marked the coordinates of this map of the area. If we leave from here heading north, we should... Maps? Compass? Hello, Judy. Welcome to the 21st century. There's something called the internet, you know. I'll just type in the coordinates on Google Maps and voila! Okay, okay. If you're so sure, lead the way. You better hope we don't get lost. Of course not. Follow me. This stream looks like the previous one. Yeah, that's because we've gone back and forth here 3 times. Don't look at me like that. Who'd have thought there'd be no internet coverage on this damn mountain? I don't know. I thought you had everything under control. We're lost. It's past 7 p.m., so we already missed whatever was going to happen at 6:17 p.m. Okay, okay, you win. I was wrong, you were right. I'm sorry. Look, I'm going to follow this path to see where it leads. You wait for me here. If I'm not back in an hour, you should try to get back to the station on your own. I may have been mauled by a bear. Okay, I'll be here. Good luck. You don't seem very worried. Nah, there's no bears here. And besides, you have to have some ease coming back to this stream. I'm sure you'll come back. I'll stay right here. Okay then, I'll go explore the surroundings. Oh shit, I have a wasp on my arm. Get away from me. Yeah, that'll teach ya. Take that, that'll teach ya. Oh fuck, there's more. Hi-ya! Yeah, take that, you little bitch. And that. Ah, I got stung. Grim, look, there's a house over there. What? Oh, it's true. How come we didn't see it before? Yeah, it's right here. Let's get closer. Wow, look at that. This is bigger than I thought. That's what she said. Yeah. Kind of strange that there's a house like this in the middle of the forest. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be any road to get here. It's surrounded by trees on all sides. Doesn't look like there's anybody up here. Do you think this is the place we're looking for? Yeah, it's gotta be. Should we go in? Since we've come this far, yeah, we have to do it. Okay, you first. Okay. This place looks abandoned and completely overgrown, but at the same time, it looks like someone has taken care of the flowers. That's weird. Okay, all or nothing. For God's sake, did you have to open the door so slowly? We need to maintain the tension. I'm getting enough of that, thank you. Well, as I thought, this place is abandoned. It's getting late, Judy. We should take a look around the house and get going. I'll take a look at the entrance and upstairs. You go to the kitchen and the basement. We'll meet at the back door. Got it. Dirt. Rust. And more dirt. And more dirt. There's nothing here. Oh fuck, the sun's already gone down. Did you find anything? No, nothing. Well, at least we tried, Judy. Hey, it's been a fun excursion. However, we should get going. Do you have your map? Yeah, about that. You lost it? No, it's not that. The point is that this area is a little isolated and, well, the last train left an hour ago. What? We have to spend the night here? We're gonna freeze. Don't worry about that. I have everything under control. I have a couple of blankets in my backpack, and there's room downstairs with a sofa, which isn't that bad. And what about Carla and Lauren? They're going to think something's happened to us. I sent them a message from the train saying we were sleeping at Iris's with her and her brother to work on a student club project. So you were planning to stay here this whole time. Well, anyway, show me this room of yours. This is it. Wow, very cozy. Don't get sarcastic. Give me 5 minutes, I'll arrange it. Wow, now it even looks cozy for real. How the hell do you fit everything in that mini backpack? Folding cushions and efficient use of the space. I'm gonna change into my sweatpants to be more comfortable. Don't look, okay? Okay, we'll go with... I know you looked. I like to look at pretty things. Yeah, sure. Well, I don't know about you, but I'll have a little dinner now. It's not much, but I brought one for you if you want. Hey, that's great. I'm starving. Thank you, Judy. A few minutes later. And that's why I'm not shopping on AliExpress ever again. Yeah, it makes sense. You know, we may not have discovered any secret cult or conspiracy, but we ended up having a good time. I actually bought a Super Console X from them. No problems with it. Came, it's cool. I think I bought it there. Maybe I bought it on Amazon. No, I bought it on Amazon. Because you can buy them there, too. But they have Super Console X King or whatever. And it's pretty expensive, but it's got a lot of ROMs and ISOs and everything. So, classic games ahoy. Sure thing. To tell you the truth, I was so excited about today because aside from the mystery and all that, we were going to spend some time together and I always have fun with you. I've been a little nervous lately because of Jasmine's party this Friday, so I could use a little distraction. Oh yes, the one I'm not invited to. Thank you, Judy. I really like spending time with you too. But what about the party? Why are you nervous? Well, you know, haven't decided what costume to wear yet. Also, the girls talk about what we'll do there, and they want to play some silly kissing game. And? Well, I've never kissed a boy. And, well, I'm kind of nervous about... Come on, Judy, you don't have to worry about that. Just comes naturally. I'm sure it'll be fine. Guess. Okay, well, it's the hour, or rather, the half hour, and we're going to stop it here for now. I know there's a lot of stuff rolling in the rotation now, but we just finished Leap of Faith, so doing Chasing Sunsets and Sex Bot, we can roll this one too, right? Why not, you know? I think it all works out right. You guys like them. I see the hits. I see the comments. I see the likes. I see all that. See the dislikes too, but you can't please everybody. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and I'm out and I will see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. And why don't we do some more once in a lifetime? If you like it.